Did you know that NASCAR is the only sport that televises their invocation? They're actually able to mention the name of Jesus. And there's a church and affiliation called Racing with Jesus that gets the NASCAR racers together. Beyond Checkered Flags dedicates chaplains to help racers stay strong in Christ and beyond. And San Bernardino County, did you know, houses three large speedways, one for NASCAR, one for motocross bike races, and one for stock car races. So let's pray for the drivers, the staff, each of the tracks, the Christian organizations, for those that are attending, that Christ will still be honored in NASCAR and spill over into the other races. So, Father, we thank you for the drivers that choose and practice the skill of driving in these unique conditions around tracks, for motocross on dirt bikes and dirt areas and sand and gravel, for stock car racers that use a variety of different vehicles to be able to race and compete. We ask, God, that you would bring those who don't know you to salvation, and those that do know you would model Christ well, that they would use the chaplain services, at least in the NASCAR, and that they would model Christ to their fellow drivers, staff, the pit crews, and all those, and to their fans. We thank you that we ask that they would walk with integrity and purity. They would be able to overcome temptations, and that they would be safe when they're driving, and to their pit crew, all those that are helping, and that they would all be alert because it's a very fast moving activity. We lift up the Fontana Auto Club Speedway, that it would continue to be free to televise and speak about Jesus and share the invocation. We pray the cross would remain the center of their activities, that there would be safety to fans, the track staff. The gospel would be shared boldly. Fans would not idolize the race dark car drivers, but instead appreciate their talent, their skill, and their courage. We thank you that this particular speedway has been around since 1997, and that it has 320 days of the year of track activity, including the full-service karting facilities, racing schools, and it holds over 122,000 fans. We lift up the San Bernardino Stock Care Speedway. We pray for the safety to all that race there and support the race on the tracks. We pray that there would be alcohol restrictions before, during, and after the races. We thank you that this particular one is for motocross. Actually, this one is for the stock car racing. And we pray, Father, since it's been around since 1947, it's a football stadium. We pray that they would keep it safe and the track would be done properly. We thank you that it has different divisions, pro late models, bandos, legends, street stocks, pro four, stock pony, sport compact, American race trucks, just a variety, derbies, all kinds of things. And it's very affordable for families to attend. So we pray that it remains healthy and a safe, fun event for people to go to. We also lift up the motocross Glen Helen Raceway. This could be a very dangerous one to young people who tend to ride in it. It started in 85 with a sand drag events, off-road events, and the motocross events. It's hosted first major event, the United States World Championship Motocross, and again in 1992. Then it also has been growing, and they have more things for off-road winter series, and all kinds of things have been growing there. So we pray for the safety of all those in the ages from very young to older who race in this particular raceway. We ask God for them to have good rules and standards and guidelines and enforce them. And again, no alcohol, especially while they're on the tracks before, during, or after the race, and no drugs as well. Then we lift up the Christian ministries that focus on these types of sportsmen and racers. We pray for Racing with Jesus and Beyond Checkered Flags. We thank you that Racing with Jesus has been around since 1980 and they go to these events. We pray that you would give them open doors to talk to people beyond, and that they would be able to not only talk to them about Jesus and give them the message freely. We pray that there, many of them would be open to it. The staff, people working at the tracks themselves, the audience that comes. It says they reach thousands of people every week with their published Bible teachings. We pray that the families of these racetrack drivers and officials would continue to demonstrate a personal relationship with Christ, and that this group would help them to remain strong in Christ, and that those who are part of it would be courageous to demonstrate it through paraphernalia, that they demonstrate that they are part of Jesus. We pray for the chaplains in the Beyond Checkered Flags. We pray, God, that that ministry would be blessed and they would have sufficient funds to help these chaplains go to all these different races and to minister to the entire family. We thank you that there are groups like this. We pray that they would be anointed and bold in their witness and in their abilities. They'd be clear in their teaching, and that the words that they speak would be unwavering from the truth, and that they would preach the word with boldness, and signs and wonders would follow. We pray, God, and we know that they often pray with the drivers, motocross drivers, before they race. We pray that will be allowed and continued and encouraged. And we pray, God, that you will use these three particular races, and we know there are others on a smaller scale in our county, but we pray, God, that you would use them for your glory and your honor, that your name would be magnified and glorified and honored at these particular events. In Jesus' name, amen.